The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they came to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. Because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you had anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms will be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. We are in this beautiful season of Easter, and each of the days we get one new story about how Jesus appears to the people. But today's gospel is very special because it addresses a primal fear in most of us. We are worried, we are anxious, we are troubled, and Jesus comes to say, "Peace be with you." Not the peace that the world gives, that is a very temporary peace, but the peace that Jesus gives is a peace that lasts. And even though on the surface of the ocean there can be a tempest, there can be a storm, deep down the ocean is calm. And so he invites you and me to mirror the ocean. We may face storms in our lives, but can we go deep into ourselves and find that space where God resides and is constantly telling us, "Peace be with you"? I'd like to end this homily with this beautiful Easter song, which actually mirrors today's gospel. The words are like this: "No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. When I look around and see all the things that trouble me, And I seem to lose my peace in a world that's not at ease. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. Says my risen Christ to me, this the peace I give to thee, not the peace the world doth give, but a peace that makes one free. I invite you to listen to this hymn meditatively, and after it is over, to remain in silence and experience the peace of God. Can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. Says my risen Christ to me, this the peace I give to thee, not the peace the world doth give, but a peace that sets one free. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. When I look around and see all the things that threaten me, and I seem to lose my peace in a world that's not at ease. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. We remain in silence.